I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The big question surrounding Pope Francis' visit to Myanmar last week was how he would address this summer's attacks on the Rohingya that led to over 500,000 people fleeing into Bangladesh. But it wasn't until the last day of his trip that the Pope mentioned their name, David Curry of Open Doors USA.
It's a big issue, the Pope going to the country and addressing the issue, albeit he's disappointed some people by not mentioning the word Rohingya. I think he's really drawn a lot of attention to it, and I think we need to defend the rights of these people against genocide.
Even though the Rohingya are mostly Muslim, Curry says their situation should concern Christians who care about religious freedom and the spread of the gospel. Dig deeper into the story and learn how to respond at missionnews.org. And when you're a kid living in a refugee camp in a foreign country, listening to something in your own language can be comforting. And if the thing you're listening to is sharing stories from the Bible, it has the power to change lives. Keys for Kids is currently working on creature feature storytellers in Arabic to distribute to kids in the Middle East and refugee camps. They're basically little stuffed animal holders with an MP3 player. The storyteller has around 30 hours of Keys for Kids devotionals and the whole Bible in audio. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids says a creature feature storyteller is a great gift with eternal impact.
Maybe you'd like to get one for your own child. Well, when you do that, you actually buy one for yourself, but also place one somewhere else and investing into the ministry of the Keys for Kids storyteller program.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dinica Erdell. Stories that were written by a woman for women to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.